The Fort Smith Symphony's next subscription concert. It's a Pops concert. It's called Bonded, the Music of James Bond. We've sold out for that concert a long time ago. I mean, there's not even a single one seat, you know, in the middle of a row of, there's been a huge demand for the concert. We're going to be featuring a wonderful vocalist named Jamie Paul and Leif Shires, who's a trumpet soloist. And we're going to be performing a lot of music from James Bond films, including music from Goldfinger, A View to a Kill, Nobody Does It Better from The Spy Who Loved Me, of course, Skyfall, Live and Let Die, You Only Live Twice, kind of a smattering of music from Sean Connery films, Roger Moore films, Pierce Brosnan films, and of course Daniel Craig, who's pretty cool James Bond, actually. I love Sean Connery, but when I the little bit of the original books that I read, I almost think Daniel Craig's maybe a little bit more of. But anyway, that's off the subject. So we're going to be performing all that music, and to sort of stay sort of with the British theme on the first half, we're going to be playing music by Sir Edward Elgar, his Pomp and Circumstance number 1, and The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra by Benjamin Britten. And our mayor, Sandy Sanders, will be the narrator for that. And The Young Person's Guide is also it's known as Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell. The difference is The Young Person's Guide is with narration, and the Variations Fugue is without. In concert format now, the version without narration is what you hear, but I thought it would be fun to include it. However, the original narration, you know, is very, and these are the bassoons, and these are the trombones, you know, and they're in. So I'm going to play with the narration a little bit. So make it a little more update. We're a green organization. We believe in recycling. So we're going to recycle The Young Person's Guide for Earquake on 2 days afterwards, on the 24th. On Monday, we do our annual Earquake performances. I think we're up to maybe, I don't know, the 15th year or something, where we perform for about 4,000 sixth graders throughout the Arkansas River Valley. And those are free concerts. Those are concerts where students are bused in by their schools, and we're going to be performing The Britain. We're going to be performing a new work called Wub 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 by a composer named Patrick Conlon. We'll be doing some popular film music, and it's a chance to really get kids involved, getting them interested in playing music. Western Arkansas Ballet will be performing with us. So the message with Earquake is get involved in something creative, period. Just do it if you're not already. So we have that. And then our final concert of the year is a very different sort of thing. It's one I'm really looking forward to. It's called Conductor's Choice. All these concerts are Conductor's Choice, but this one especially. It's on May 13th. We're performing the Strauss Serenade for Winds, Richard Strauss, that he wrote when he was 17 years old. It's a beautiful early work. And we will then perform the 7th Symphony by Jan Sibelius, which is one of the great 20th century works. It's one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever. The first 10 minutes, I can't think of a better any piece that's more beautiful than this, the opening. It's just miraculous. And after intermission, we'll perform Sospiri, which means sighs or sighing, by Sir Edward Elgar. That's for strings and harp. And then we close with one of my all-time favorite pieces, the Sinfonietta by Leos Janáček. I think there's 25 brass players on stage for that. There's a huge brass section behind the orchestra as well as within the orchestra. And it's just a piece like no other. Just wonderful. Janáček was such... one of the things that I really like about Sibelius and Janáček is all you have to do is listen to one or two measures, and there's no question it's them. Other composers... You know, maybe if you don't know the work, or if you're not as familiar, yeah, Schubert and Mendelssohn, they kind of sound similar. You know, Mozart and Beethoven, depending on the year, just generally speaking. But these guys are just so unique, and it's such a beautiful and exciting music. And the Janáček is a 5-movement work, and every movement has such a different sound quality to it. You can sort of, and it's so descriptive. You can sort of, as you're listening to it, create your own make it a soundtrack to your most crazy, outrageous fantasy film. It works. It works really well. It's been a great season, starting with Joshua Bell and the Mambo Kings. We had a really wonderful classics concert in January that included the sixth Symphony of Dvorak, not a well-known symphony at all, and the audience really loved it. So this concert in May, we're playing pieces that are off the beaten path. And being an artistic organization, first and foremost, it's great that we have the flexibility to be able to do this range, do some popular programs, and then do pieces that are great, that are maybe a little lesser known. So I'm very excited.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.